98.3 WISS, real news and great conversation in Oshkosh. Here's your daily news roundup.
For 98.3 and 96.5 WISS News, I'm Lisa Hale.
The legal battle over the federal funding for SNAP programs across the country continued this weekend. According to a press release Sunday, Governor Tony Evers announced Wisconsin had joined another multi-state coalition in filing a letter with the first U.S. Circuit Court of Appeals, urging the court to enforce its directive for the federal government to fund programs like Food Share. The original directive came on Wednesday, at which time Wisconsin immediately distributed November Food Share benefits. Then the Trump administration filed a notice of appeal on the decision, leading the U.S. Treasury to deny authorization for the payment of those benefits in Wisconsin. Governor Evers now says the state may be at risk of having insufficient SNAP funds to reimburse local food stores and retailers for food share members. In a subsequent press release, Governor Evers said he had received correspondence from the Trump administration directing states to immediately undo any steps taken to issue full SNAP benefits for November. Governor Evers responded, saying Wisconsin legally distributed those benefits under the active court order.
Child care providers across Wisconsin are calling on state lawmakers to support proposed legislation to extend funding for the Child Care Counts program. The Child Care Counts program is a major topic during negotiations on the new biennial state budget earlier this year. After declaring 2025 as the year of the kid, Governor Tony Evers repeatedly said he would not sign a budget that did not include Child Care Counts funding. Lawmakers eventually agreed on creating a $110 million bridge payments program as part of $360 million in total child care funding in the new budget. However, child care providers say the payments aren't enough to continue covering their needs. Part of the challenge is finding a way to make both child care more affordable for families while also paying providers a living wage. The proposed legislation would provide over $440 million in state general purpose revenue to support the child care industry over the next 2 years. Republican state lawmakers have proposed their own legislation under which child care providers could receive business tax credits for themselves and for their staff. Outagamie County Democratic Party Chair Emily Cephos announced Friday that she is running against Republican incumbent Rachel Cabral Guevara in Senate District 19.
It kind of feels like the next chapter of what we've already been doing. Showing up, helping people where we can, and proving that regular people can still make a big difference and we can still make things happen. Especially when we stop waiting for someone else to fix it.
In 2024, Cephos ran for assembly in District 56, but was defeated by Dave Murphy. Accolades for the University of Wisconsin Oshkosh. For the ninth time, the American Association for Men in Nursing named UWO one of the nation's best schools for men in nursing. 16 universities made the grade, including Duke, Rutgers, and Vanderbilt, right alongside of UWO. About 15% of nursing students at UWO are men. Whitney Healy will be the new Outagamie County Circuit Court Judge in Branch 1 when Judge Mark McGinnis leaves the bench on February 1st of 2026. McGinnis resigned in August following an investigation into an order he issued in 2021 that sent a man to jail. That man had not been arrested or charged with a crime. Governor Tony Evers announced that Healy, a civil litigation attorney with Habish, Habish & Rotier in Appleton, will complete the judge's term ending July 31, 2027. To fund road and transportation projects, some municipalities and counties have what's called a wheel tax, which is a fee paid upon a vehicle's registration. Now, some Wisconsin lawmakers think wheel taxes should have to be voted on. Here's Civic Media's Joanne Krulatz with the story.
Republican state lawmakers have proposed legislation that would require approval from local voters before municipalities can impose vehicle registration fees on them. The vehicle registration fees, commonly known as wheel taxes, require residents to pay an additional $10 to $40 to register their vehicle each year. If passed into law, an existing wheel tax could be repealed if residents don't vote to keep it during an election held within 18 months of the wheel tax going into effect. Opponents of the legislation say wheel taxes are one of the only reliable solutions for those municipalities to fund local transportation projects.
Wisconsin Republicans are pushing a new bill to make grooming a crime. The move comes after backlash against the State Department of Public Instruction's handling of educator misconduct cases. Lawmakers said on Monday the plan would make grooming a Class G felony, carrying up to 10 years in prison and a mandatory sex offender registration. 40 airports nationwide will see flight reductions due to the federal government shutdown. Wisconsin airports are not among them. Stuart J. Waddles reports.
Mitchell International is not among the airports that'll see a reduction in flights. Transportation Secretary Sean Duffy says flights will be reduced by 10% at 40 airports nationwide due to the impacts of the federal government shutdown. O'Hare and Midway in Chicago are impacted. Duffy says the move is to help with air traffic controller shortages and to help the controllers deal with fatigue.
Appleton International Airport is not seeing a reduction. However, many flights to and from Appleton do connect through larger hubs and may be affected. Spectrum awards a $35,000 grant to Appleton-based VPI, an organization that helps individuals with disabilities with job training, education, employment, and mental health services in the Fox Valley. Spectrum Community Care Assist is a $30 million initiative that strengthens job training opportunities in underserved communities. Spectrum has contributed $125,000 to VPI over the past 3 years. I'm Lisa Hale for 98.3 and 96.5 WISS News. For news anytime, visit WISS.FM.
The Bucks go to Dallas. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with Sports NBA. The Bucks play the Mavericks tonight in Dallas. Milwaukee losing yesterday at home to the Houston Rockets, 122-115. Head coach Doc Rivers.
I thought we were bad on both ends of the floor. We gambled. We did things that we just can't do.
College basketball, Marquette losing to Indiana, 100-77 in a game played at the United Center in Chicago. The Golden Eagles have a following in the Chicagoland area. NFL, it's the Packers and Eagles at Lambeau Field. I asked Micah Parsons what his thoughts will be tonight after the loss of his former teammate, the Cowboys' Marshawn Nealon, who died at the age of 24.
If I know 9-4, you're going to want me to kill him. He gonna want me to kill him because that's how he played. He always played with the intent and passion and played the right way. And every time I seen him step on the field, he gave it his all. Even when he was hurt, even when he was dealing with things off the field, he never let it show on the field. So I have to do the same thing.
That's the Packers' Micah Parsons with Sports on Mike Clemens.
It is going to be partly cloudy to mostly sunny today with a high in the mid to upper 30s this afternoon. Tonight, mostly cloudy. We're going to drop into the low to mid 20s for a low. Tomorrow, partly to mostly cloudy, with a high in the low to mid 40s. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable.
That's your daily news roundup for 98.3 WISS in Oshkosh. Find more news anytime at WISS.FM. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts.